Noemi Bonn grew up in Hungary. She was 21 years old when she was unloaded from a cattle car at Auschwitz in Nazi Germany, along with her mother, her grandmother, her little sister, and her infant brother. The family stood in front of Nazi officer Josef Mengele.
And my grandma, my sister, the baby, and my mom were sent to his left.
When families first arrived, they were separated. The very young, the old, the weak often went directly to the gas chambers. Bonn was strong and healthy. She could be used for labor and was spared. With a flick of his white-gloved hand, Josef Mengele, whose nickname was the Angel of Death, sent Bonn off to the right. It was the last time she saw her family alive. At Auschwitz, Bonn was starved and learned the source of the black smoke she choked on every day. Then she went to Buchenwald to make bombs for the Nazis, where she and other women prisoners committed sabotage by reversing the wires inside.
We took the green ball with the red wire, the brown ball with the yellow wire, and we made a mess out of it.
Bonn's suffering, her survival, being rescued by an American soldier, her escape to the United States, and learning English by reading Mark Twain, books she loved as a child in Hungary. It's a story that rivals the best Hollywood movies about that time in history. She lost so much and has a lot to be angry about. But she isn't. Ray Walpoe, a professor of secondary education at Western Washington University, says Noemi Bonn has a deep well of empathy and sees life as a gift.
And instead of looking at what's so terrible, flip the pancake and look at what the potential is there. Look at the other side.
Walpoe says Bonn has been his guide on the side for more than two decades, helping him understand the effect trauma has on students and how teachers can do a better job reaching these kids. Bonn learned early on how to deal with the horrible things she experienced during the war.
If I keep on hating, then I will be still a prisoner. The Nazis will still have me. And how can you live with hate in your heart?
Bonn had a long career teaching middle school students. Today, she lectures to hundreds of students at a time at Western a few times a year about surviving the Holocaust. The free tickets get snapped up fast. At one of her talks last November, Western student Olivia Leslie said it was her second time hearing Bonn speak.
I've heard a lot of stories like this, but hearing them from people that actually went through it just makes you remember that it actually happened to people. And it's really nice to hear Noemi, too, because the way she talks about it is you shouldn't let that suffering define you and bring you down, but you should celebrate life.
Ray Walpoe is fascinated by this pattern of people coming to hear Noemi Bonn's story again and again.
When a large group of people come together to listen to a story about an atrocity, there is a form of redemption that tells us that I can feel sorrow and joy at the same time. And when I'm doing that together in a community, then we can reinforce that inner feeling of we can make this a better world. There is hope.
A lot of this is covered in the book, Sharing is Healing. Bonn wrote it with Walpoe's help. One of the funnier stories in the book happened back in 1995 when Walpoe accompanied Bonn to Auschwitz for the first time since the war. They went into the basement of one of the buildings. Things were already really creepy when all of a sudden there was a
pop sound, and I was stunned by it.
The lights went out. Ray looked for Noemi.
Noemi, are you okay? And she said to me, Ray, I'm fine. This is what it was like.
They found a door. It was locked. Ray said they'd have to find another way out, but Noemi had another plan.
This little woman picks up her leg and gives the door such a kick, and it goes breaking open. And we walk back into the daylight together, and she's laughing. And she says, I'm a free woman. And she held up her hands with a V on each of her hands and said, Victory, I'm free.
Hello? Oh,
At 91, Noemi Bond still gets many requests to speak. On this day, a teacher near Lake Chelan calls to see if she can come and talk to his students. Last year she went, but this year she's not so sure about the long trip. She's slowing down a little bit, but not much. Tomorrow night and again on Wednesday, she'll give her lecture at Western Washington University. There are 500 tickets for each event, and every seat will likely be filled. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.